and the friend who'd broken my heart in college, and I were spending a lot of time together. After not speaking for so many years, the result of an ill-timed one-night stand and the subsequent "I can't be friends with someone I slept with" game he played wholeheartedly, we were slowly but surely beginning to know each other again. He was still delightfully funny, and he made my transition to New York a seamless one. When the rest of the cast found out we'd gone to college together, they were fascinated. We all spent evenings at least once or twice a week having cocktails at different bars around the theater district and telling stories about our wilder days. Michael and I never acknowledged our night together. Speaking about it in a group setting was obviously unthinkable, but we never spoke of it privately either. We just didn't go there. I simply relished having my good friend back, and he was one hell of a tour guide. In addition to my self-guided tours, I had his suggestions, and I was experiencing the city as an insider. It was enthralling. Spending time with Michael made it easier to deal with being away from home, and he definitely helped me focus on the show and my part in it. And Jack Hamilton, my much-missed Brit, well, this was a bit of a pickle. We spoke on the phone at least once a day, usually more. We sent buckets of text back and forth, usually laced with enough smut to make us blush if we read them in the company of others. He tried several times to come for a visit, but between MTV appearances,